Hey, we did something very special over the weekend. I'm hoping you took advantage of it. Rick Merrill Law offered up free iced drinks the day after we hit 90 for the first time at Funko Field. It happened Saturday. There was a big giveaway of iced drinks at Diedrich Espresso on Sunday. And I've been trying to catch up with Rick, but I keep missing him. Hopefully I'll get lucky this time.
Hello, this is Rick.
Rick, I finally tracked you down. This is Tim Hunter at KRKO.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Good. So you're en route. I hear you're on the road.
Yeah, I'm on my way to court up in Mount Vernon.
Oh, wow. So you got a busy day. Well, at least it's cooled down some. Gee.
Yes, sir. That was nice this morning when I woke up.
Oh. Yeah, I got up. Well, I actually woke up like at 2 and opened up all the windows and just let that air in. It was just awesome. Gosh. So anyway, how'd we do on Sunday? Were there a lot of people that came out for those iced drinks?
Actually, there was a ton of people, really. I mean, it's, I haven't got all the numbers yet, but I can tell you that, you know, 4 o'clock, the Diedrich Espresso Baristas, they sprang into action. And I'd be surprised that at 5:30, if there's one single piece of ice left in the whole county.
That was fun. That was really fun. But did you ever think that we'd have it happen so early in the summer?
Yeah, I didn't. I really surprised. I mean, when I looked at all the temperatures, it was pretty much a shock, you know. But no, it was a lot of fun, you know. And anytime you do these things, as you know, you've done a lot of kind of things like this. It's a lot more fun when people come out, and a lot of people came out. So I really want to thank everybody for coming out. It made it more fun for me. And of course, anytime the radio, you guys are involved, it's always fun, you know.
Hey, while I've got you on the horn, tell me about this little blue house of yours.
I moved in there, bought it in 97, I think, and I went down to the store, wanted to paint it blue, and it didn't look nearly that dark in the can, to tell you the truth, but once I put it on there, I kind of liked it, and so we've just kept it now for the last 25 years or whatever it is. So.
Yeah, it's kind of a landmark. You'd say, okay, well, you go right at the blue house.
Yeah, we had a guy come in, 10 years ago or so, an older gentleman, and he was telling me all about it, his father had bought it, how they'd remodeled it. In fact, we got a little story on the website about it. That gentleman is very nice and had a lot of fun stories about it.
That website you mentioned, rickmerrillattorney.com. You're just great people. You're doing a lot in the community, and we thank you for being an advertiser, and I'm anxious to see what comes up next after this crazy coffee thing.
I appreciate everything you guys do in the community. I mean, it's great to see, and we all kind of get together. But I've got some ideas coming up, so we're not going away. We'll be back.
I just want to voice my opinion. I'm opposed to free coffees when we hit 120.
Okay, well, I'll put that on the list for sure.
Thank you, Rick. Great talking to you.
Yes, sir, you too. Bye.
Tim Hunter, like having a wacky friend in the car without actually having to be seen with him. Mornings on KRKO.